Hey guys.
Hello.
You know you sound like when you say that.
What?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Are you serious? Why have you never told me that until now?
I don't know. It just dawned on me.
Great.
You're Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, I'm not.
You're going to catch your blouse on fire. Hello. And then it reminds me of
that whipped cream in the face.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
The meringue.
Yes.
That's so funny. Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, thank you. I am so excited about that.
I know.
Oh, my.
Well, y'all were supposed to go camping.
I know.
Y'all couldn't because of the weather.
I know. I was so excited about that camping trip.
I know.
Because we were going to actually, like, really primitively camp.
Yeah.
That's the word.
What'd you say Nick bought?
Okay, let me just tell you. So, you know, when you and I went camping, we just took the tent and the grill and, you know, just what we needed.
Right.
Like, the necessities.
Yeah.
I mean, we had it. Like, we knew we had it. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, I don't know that we were really prepared for it, but we did fine.
We did.
We were okay.
Yeah.
Probably because we knew a Walmart was in within, like, 15 miles.
Yeah.
But,
And I did have to go to Dollar General and get the charcoal and the lighter fluid.
That's right.
Because I bought the Zippo lighter fluid. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we told anybody that we sent... No, that was when we took the girls camping. We just sent them to go pick up food.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, where we were going to be camping, there is nothing. Like, it's literally like you're driving a trail.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pick a spot and you pop the tent.
Yeah.
There's no bathhouse. There's no bathrooms. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's woods. Creatures and woods. So, we planned to stay for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Nick bought. I come home and there's like this. I open the front door. Literally, this is my experience. I open the front door and there's like this pop-up thing. Like right in the front door. Like right as you walk in. Like, surprise! And I was like, what is this? And it looks like a, I don't know how, like a portable dressing room.
Yeah.
You know, but it folds up like a sunscreen that goes in your car window. You know, does that make?
Yeah.
I'm trying to paint the picture here. But it zips open and you can get inside of it and it zips closed. So he got it to make a portable... Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to bump you.
Okay.
He made a portable shower.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an outdoor shower head. And then also he purchased a battery-operated toilet.
Okay, I'm trying to think this through. Where's your water supply coming from?
So you actually have to carry 5-gallon drums with you or whatever... of water so that you have it to use for shower and then to use, which the toilet, it's hard to explain, doesn't use water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard to explain.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't even want to go into
Oh, God. I mean, why not just use a coffee can?
Because you can't push the button and flush it. This one that actually, you push a button, it flushes.
And where does it go?
So there's a liquids compartment and a solids compartment.
Oh, God. And who is responsible for cleaning that? Oh, God. I'd hate that task.
The man that bought the toilet.
Oh, God. I think I'd rather go in the woods. A bear come up on me.
I mean, I think that... The whole concept is okay. It's fine with me because you actually have somewhere to sit.
Yeah, because you're not the one having to clean it.
It's like a portable porta potty kind of situation you've got going on. You got a pop up tent over there.
Oh, so that's going. So you're the shower / toilet room.
Yes.
Okay.
Now that I'm talking about it out loud, I'm really going, what in the world? So, we don't get to go this weekend, but we're going the last weekend
Yeah.
of this month, which scares me a little bit because the sun is going to be out more, snakes are going to start moving.
Yeah, you're going to have to get some lime.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm just thinking to myself, I'm so thankful that he's gotten all of this stuff together and prepared for this camping trip. Because mm-hmm. I'm literally oblivious to the fact that we were going to be out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, oh, this is going to be like a Jen and Ash camping trip. You know? We've got everything. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. We're going to be looking at the water. And we're going to hang in our Enos and just, you know, chill. No, there's no water.
There's no water.
There's like, not a body of water around there. These are like trails.
Oh.
Yeah. These are for, like, these are primarily for people that like to go off-roading, like Jeep riding.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm kind of thinking that they're not really telling me all the details of this.
Because they don't want you to worry.
Because they know how anxious I get about the whole, like, off-roading with the Jeep.
Yeah.
I don't even like potholes. I mean, it really irritates me to have to go around a pothole.
Well, you're not. You're going to go through
dirt
it.
Roads.
You're going to go through it.
And now they're going to take me on this trail ride in the Jeep.
I'm going to have to make sure Nick has his GoPro.
He's putting the camera on in the Jeep. And I'm just telling you, it's going to have to be edited.
We could sell this.
Oh, yeah, probably so. Because there's going to be a lot of not... I mean, I'm not one to use foul language.
Right.
But there's going to be a lot of hollering, I'm assuming that this... Because I'm going to be nervous.
Yeah.
I'm already psyching myself out for it.
Right, don't do that.
I don't need to.
Mm-mm. It's going to be fun.
You know, like, it sounds so insignificant, in other words, that the day that you're, like, take control of the road. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so now every time I go, you know, walk, I'm like... I have control. I'm taking control. Like, I just walk right out in front of traffic, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to just tell myself that it's just a fear, and fear is just the fear of unknown.
Yeah, like faith over fear.
Yeah. So, I've just got to...
Let loose.
Let
it go.
Because I'm sure he's going to want to take the doors off and the tops off, and so I'm just going to be hanging.
You're going to have your seatbelt on.
Just going to be... You know? Yep, this is going to be fun. I'm probably thinking it's going to be worse than what it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is what he got the Jeep for, was to do off-roading, and he's wanted to do it. So, I mean, I just have to saddle up.
I know.
And hang on. And close my eyes if I have to, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what I do on roller coasters.
I don't ride roller coasters.
That's the only way I could. And it was awful as I was growing up because we went with... like a group. I remember that we went with the science class or something in 7th or 8th grade to Six Flags. Oh, everybody's going to be daredevils and want to ride all the roller coasters.
Not me.
Well, you don't want to be the only one
watching. Gosh. I'll be the one holding everybody's stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, give me something else to do. I need to get out of line.
Well, no. I was the one. I was like the human coat rack. And I bought like 5 glasses. And
so you're like, I'll hold your stuff.
Yeah,
you
go. Yeah.
It's a taco next time.
Uh-huh. And then never go.
Never go. Should have learned that. But no, I just got on there and closed my eyes is what I did. And after it was over, I was like, well, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I wasn't getting back on it to do it again.
I lose my stomach.
Yeah.
Like my stomach drops and I can't handle it.
I'm not an adrenaline junkie. No. I like...
Safe.
I think so.
Me too.
Something about the security, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not a risk taker.
Oh, I'm so not a risk taker. I tell Joe that all the time. Like, I am not a risk taker.
I'm not about to just... While it looks so cool to skydive... And I'm sure that would be an awesome experience to just overcome that fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
No. Well, and I was, like, the reason I was talking to Joe about it is because he's, you know, an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And he has all these ideas, and they're great ideas. It just gives me anxiety just thinking about, like, how to make it really happen.
Yeah.
But he said that for Sight, he and Jeff, like, talked about... all the ideas and everything for like 18 months before they even opened the doors.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if that's a long time. I mean, to me, it seems like a long time, but it may not be.
Take that long to get something. I say I'm not a risk taker, but then I think I kind of contradict myself because I'm a spur of the moment type person, but I'm not like a big risk taker when it comes to safety.
Right.
But if you tell me to go plan this crazy event that no one else thinks could happen, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But I'm not going to skydive.
No.
So building the company, I think that's would be scary to some, but to me, I see that as a challenge.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like the control part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, and see, like with building my house, I love, like that was probably the most fun thing I did. Yeah. I built the house in 4.5 months and I loved every minute of it. And I would love to do that, but it terrifies me because, well, number one, I would not build spec homes because then you have all these houses out there that you don't know if we're going to sell or not.
Right.
That's scary. That is scary to me. And then I wouldn't want to build a house for someone because what if their taste is ugly? And I don't
if
like
it. You're a custom
it.
Home builder, you have to do to their
I know.
Custom. I mean, to whatever
but
they
But then my
want.
Name is on it.
Yeah, but if they brag on you.
Yeah, true.
You know. Then, you know, it's okay. Everybody has different tastes, and you're not building based on your taste unless you build a specific style home.
Right.
And you only build those style homes.
Right.
Well, then that limits your possibilities.
True.
And you don't want to limit yourself when you're...
Yeah.
Because that's not going to be a...
It's a dream.
Yeah.
Well, so... I got my hair cut.
I know. It's cute. I need to get my hair cut and colored.
I love it.
It looks like
it. It feels so much healthier. Mm-hmm. I texted Edward Tuesday. Wait, let's see. Yeah. Tuesday and was like, can you cut my hair off this afternoon? He said, yes'm. That's what he always says to me. He said, 1 o'clock. And so I went there and he cut it off and it feels so much better.
I need to do it. I'm such at the in-between. I get to this stage every time. We could probably go back and listen to podcasts, and we've talked about the same issue.
Well, I always grow my hair out and then cut it off. Grow it out, cut it off. But I like it. I like it when it's long for a little while, and then I want it short.
Yeah.
I like it short.
I love mine when it's, like, cut in a bob. I love it. It's so easy.
I love it, too. The 4th of July podcast that we did is my favorite hairstyle on you.
And that's probably the worst one, one that I don't like the most.
Really?
But you liked it?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah.
It frames your face so good.
That's what everybody says, but I guess... I think I want to have more options for Abby's wedding, but then again, that hairstyle is just kind of me, I guess. It's my personality.
Sassy.
Yeah. I've lost my sassiness the older I've gotten. I'm just kind of a, yeah, that works. It's going to be my new phrase. Like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This whole, like, packing up the house and planning a wedding at the same time is,
woo. Well, your house is almost packed up completely, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we just have to... It's like the things that you don't really think about. You walk past it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to pack up. Oh, there's a spider.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. Had an intruder. Like the laundry room, the storage building.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of little pieces that have to be packed up. But primarily, for the most part, everything big is packed away. But... You know, I'm just thinking about the reality of living in the RV.
That'd be great.
I mean, it's going to be a really simplistic life, you know.
But it's just temporary.
It is.
I mean, you'll have it to
go
on trips,
oh, yeah.
But it's just temporary as far as living there.
Yeah,
totally. Every day. House. Yeah. And so to get you to your goal, it's worth it.
It is. Just gonna feel a little different for a little while. You know, for the first couple of weeks, it's like you're gonna be on vacation. Yeah. You know? And this is so cool.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, I can't go anywhere else. This is it. But it will be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. So what have you been doing besides working?
I've been running.
That's awesome. Because I have not.
I didn't run this morning because it was raining. But I ran yesterday morning, and then I ran Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon. And I've been cooking my HelloFresh meals, and I love them. I sent you the free box.
I know you did. I'm going to get there, I promise. We'll just do it after the wedding.
Okay.
I'm telling you, unless somebody pushes a button for me.
Yeah.
There's been so many decisions in the past 6 months with that in the house. I don't want to decide anything else right now.
Well, I love it because I don't have to decide. Like, I get 4 meals a week.
Right.
And so I decide from those 4 meals.
I actually got to the email that you sent me. So I actually got all the way to the part of picking out, like, how many meals you wanted. and then I was like, oh, man, I've got something else I've got to go do. So I'd get distracted from it, and I need to just do it.
Because last night I made this Mexicali black bean soup with these black tortilla chips.
Like black corn?
Yeah, black corn tortilla chips. Is that what they are? Mm-hmm. Tortilla? Mm-hmm. Okay. Black corn tortilla chips.
Well, confirm this later.
But it was so good. About. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Everything that I have gotten from them has been amazing. Yes.
I think that's what I'm worried about is the flavor aspect of it and not being able, because, you know, we've eaten at so many different places and we've gone to really good restaurants. And I get so disappointed when we got to eat. I'm like, this is not
Savannah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm telling you, they know how to pair the foods. So, like, the sides that they put with the meat and like just everything about it is so complimentary. It's so delicious.
I'm just gonna have to bite the bullet.
Yes.
And do it.
And the spices and the stock concentrates and all these things that they put in your bag. It's just so good.
And it's easy.
So easy. I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't. I assure you that.
Because it was complicated.
Yeah.
At all.
Uh-uh. No.
Well, if it's easy, that's fine. And I think that would be good for us too, thinking forward, moving into the RV and having lesser space than we are now, especially refrigerator space and all that. Just to know that, hey, 3 or 4 nights of the week, we've got this. Mm-hmm. And then the other nights, we'll, you know, eat a sandwich or grab something.
Yeah. Totally worth
it. Just being the two, you know, it's so easy to just, I don't know, I'm okay to just eat a bowl of cereal which I don't eat cereal. I can't remember the last time I've eaten cereal, honestly. But, or to just, you know, grab a bar or something and just because you don't have that whole hassle of having to make a, I miss that part.
Yeah.
But I don't miss that part.
Yeah.
So, something to simplify would be much better.
I like that I don't have to gather all the ingredients.
Everything you need is already there.
Yes. It's all in a brown paper sack. And it's labeled everything. Everything you need is in that brown paper sack except for oil, if it calls for it, water, salt, and pepper. If it calls for lemon juice, it gives you a fresh lemon.
Really?
Yes. I'm like, this is the best thing ever.
I'm definitely going to have to do it. There's another one out there.
Not good. Home Chef? Yeah. Crap. Nastiness.
Okay, well.
Do not.
Thumbs down to Home
ever
Chef.
Ever make that mistake like I did.
Okay.
Because
talk to the people at HelloFresh, let them know that we're just like all about them.
I am all about them.
So you would give them a 10 out of 10?
Oh, 10 out of 10 for sure. Everything I've had from there. This is what happened. So I freaked out because it was like $86 for 4 meals to feed for two servings, which would feed two people, two adults. And so I canceled my subscription. And then, I ordered it, I picked all the food out, and I canceled it in the same day.
Oh, my goodness.
But I got the food, okay? And I cooked the first meal. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so good. And so then I went back on, and I signed back up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, I was not paying attention because I signed up for Home Chef, which also comes in a brown box that's insulated and with a green logo.
Oh, look at that. That's a little bit...
It's deceiving.
Yeah.
And so I get home, and it is garbage. I mean, like, ew.
Really?
I mean, terrible. Chet was like, what did he say? Something about getting it down. And I'm like, oh, God, if he says that, because he'll eat anything.
Oh, sorry, God, I have a spider. Oh,
God, that scared me so bad.
Sorry.
I was about to run.
Oh, we're going to have to pick another location to record our podcast because sitting at the farmer's market, there have been more spiders out here.
You're not giving me a heart attack.
I'm sorry.
No, but he'll eat anything.
On your arm.
He will eat anything.
But he said he couldn't even get it down.
No. And I was like, ew, me either. So, I canceled that mess. And then I ordered my HelloFresh. And I've been getting HelloFresh ever since.
I just need to do it.
It's so good.
So, thumbs down, Home Chef.
Oh, God.
Thumbs up, HelloFresh.
Yes.
As we get older, we're going to have a little more adventurous life. Because,
like what?
Well, I don't know. Because all we have is what we're eating and what we're doing, like running or walking or sitting or working.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do?
We're going to travel.
We're going to go on adventures.
Yeah, we're going to travel.
Yes, we're going to travel. Where are we going to travel to next?
We already had this planned for our 40th.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know about going on that side of the world.
You're going to have an RV. So yeah. We can drive it.
No, this is a pull-behind RV.
Oh. Oh, gosh.
What happened to our Volkswagen van that we're going
to
live in?
We're going to rent it.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know they actually, I found a place that rents those vans. That you can rent those for trips. And they are already made for you to stay in them.
We need to...
I saw the ad on Facebook.
Find it.
I'll have to find it. Because you can rent them for like a day or week, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can, you drive it. And then it's got the bed and like the little kitchenette. Or you can pack your grill. So you just drive it and sleep wherever you...
That's what we need.
Stay at an RV camp.
Yeah. That's what we need to do.
Yep.
That's the plan.
Yep. Have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have a lot of time now. Are we at? Oh, man. It's April. We only have... we only have 10 months.
Yeah.
No.
We have less than 10 months.
No, I don't even want to talk about it.
You miscalculated.
Did I?
Yeah.
We're right at 10 months, aren't we?
No, 10 months would be like March.
April to May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. We're nine months from yours, 10 months from mine.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, you are?
No.
I'm going to be picking you up, banging on your door.
I don't want to be 40.
Well, it's coming. You see all these grays. It's coming.
Can you see mine?
No.
It's awful. And I don't even have time to go. I mean, it's just crazy.
To go where?
To pick up my hair color.
Oh.
No. Let's go ahead and lay that out there.
What?
I'm not high maintenance.
Mm-mm.
At all. Very low maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I color my own hair. Cat's out of the bag.
I don't even do that.
Really?
I need to. Yeah, I haven't colored my hair.
But you have hardly any gray.
Oh, please. Look, all right here.
You lift up mine and there's like a million gray hairs.
It's okay. I'm owning it.
I really wish I could let it grow out like
Naomi, Christy's sister, is so pretty. Mm-hmm. It's just like perfectly placed. No, my hair's not gonna come out like that.
Well, it won't if you keep dyeing it.
How does that change it?
Because it's like, then it's gonna be like a skunk. Because you're gonna be like silver and then black. You gotta let it grow out. That's what's gonna happen to me.
Are you just gonna let yours grow out and not color it?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm doing.
You're just gonna naturally
right
go gray.
Now. That's what I'm doing. I may change my mind, but that's where I'm at.
Man,
can you imagine?
No, I don't, Jen. This is crazy. I saw a friend from high school today, and I'm sitting there and actually having the conversation. Like, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in 20 years. You know?
I know. Gosh.
It's like, well, how are your kids? And like, well, you know, Chris is starting back to school in May, and Abby is getting married in June, and she was like, what? They're doing what? I'm like, yeah.
I know, and she probably has toddlers.
Well, I think her oldest, her youngest is 6.
Yeah. We started
may
early.
May or may not have one on the way.
You?
They.
Oh,
girl, I'm like, what? Even possible.
I'm like, oh, baby.
I'm like, oh, that's exciting.
No. Oh, tell me about that place you said we got to go.
Okay, so there's this place that just opened in Prattville called Smash It.
We're going.
Yes. I saw where a mutual friend had taken her administrative staff there. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember, don't quote me, but I think it was like bash out negativity is what their day was to go. So you can actually throw stuff and break it and then just beat stuff.
Wow.
It sounds awful.
I've seen that,
it?
Though.
But I'm thinking it's a healthy way to get out frustration, I guess. And we have a lot of junk, so we could donate some. But they were like throwing dishes. And
how satisfying.
And
you don't own it. It's not like you drop your ball and you're like, oh, man. You're purposefully doing it.
When has it gotten to that point in life where you break China on purpose?
I don't know.
Or she was literally smashing, in her video, she was smashing a microwave.
With a bat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so destructive.
I think it's unhealthy that we would want to do this, but
it's an adventure.
But I think that is a healthy outlet to get out frustration.
Yes.
So I'm props to them.
Exactly.
I mean,
we're gonna go there, try it out. Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah. There's probably some funny term to that, but okay. Well, we are gonna knock it.
Yeah.
Apparently, what you do there.
Yeah.
So. Awful. Anyway.
Maybe we could go this weekend since you're not going out of town.
Yeah.
Wonder if they have an opening.
I don't know if they're open on Saturday, but we can look and see.
Yeah.
Let's see what their hours of operation are.
Okay.
Because they just opened. It's very small. So let's see.
We got, today we got a water cooler from Blue Ridge. The water.
That's
I don't have laxative in here. Taste it.
Go back and listen to our most recent. No, not most recent.
Yeah, it was last week.
It was last week's podcast.
It's so fresh.
I mean, it tastes like water, but
so good.
That's what we have at work, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. Hours of operation. They are open Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
We gotta go.
They're located at 807 South Memorial Drive in Prattville. So, their website. Probably have to book.
Yeah.
Aww. They just opened at the end of March.
Did
they? Wow.
That's cool.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you have to send your information and you can plan an event.
Okay.
I need to just call them.
Yeah. Don't do it right now.
I won't. But you can call them.
Okay.
They're open Saturday from 11 to 11.
Okay. How fun would that be?
It would be fun.
Yeah. Okay.
So well, it's been...
Next adventure.
Fun. Talking.
We'll have to take pictures and videos.
Yes, we will. I wonder if you get, like, to wear a suit.
So, I think they had on their clothes. They just had on gloves and, like, helmet and something else.
Okay.
But you want, like, the whole hazmat suit, huh?
Yeah, I do. Maybe they have one and you can rent. If not, we'll have to come up with something.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure you could find that on Amazon. Yeah. I don't know. I think I could probably find 2 hazmat suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe have somebody that works around that kind of...
Yeah.
Find us some zip-up suits, uh-huh, and goggles, and... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's it.
I bet they do have on protective eye gear.
They did. They did have on goggles.
Yeah.
But I was talking to some of my coworkers today, because I would really like to do a day for the staff,
mm-hmm,
to just, like, you know,
building or something.
Yeah. Because they're an awesome team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a really, it's been a tough week for them. I have a new appreciation for pastors and staff of churches.
Yeah.
Because we go to church and we're just like, okay, we go to church and we're there and we do things and we're involved, but we don't actually, if you're not on staff or part of the our pastor or minister, then you don't really see what goes on behind the closed doors.
Like, right,
what you're not just dealing with your family, it's all the families in your church and everything that they're dealing with. And so I just, working in it now, I have a total new appreciation for my pastor,
mm-hmm,
of the weight that he carries. The volunteers, you know, I mean, yeah, all the work that it takes to go into things. I mean, just simple fact of having Easter service. This week for them, they've had Easter service and had a funeral in the same week.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's been a hard week.
Yeah.
But we don't really think about that, mm-hmm, when we're just going about our day-to-day lives, unless it's affecting us specifically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't know what the rest of the world's carrying around.
I know.
We're so busy.
Too busy.
We talked about that in church last night, too, that we've fast food, that's not a word. I can't fast fooded. We have moved to a fast food way of life.
Uh-huh.
We've even done that in the grieving process.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take time to do anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything has to be done right then. There's no, you know, think about it or, you know, talk about it. And that is very dangerous, because, mm-hmm, that's, people keep things bottled in because they're afraid to talk about it, because everybody else is just moving at such a fast pace, they don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to slow down and take time.
Yeah, and really care about the people. Like, don't say how are you if you don't really want to know how someone is doing.
That's exactly right. And don't respond with, I'm okay.
Right, if you're not.
Because if you're not, then you need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That is very important. Like, talk about it. It is okay to talk about it.
Yeah, well, and this morning you and I were talking about how, you know, people focus so much on, like, adolescence and that transition into, mm-hmm, teenhood or, right, whatever. But it's essentially the same thing when you go into adulthood.
Right.
Like, it's still that transition.
Where you don't know where you fit
in. Yeah, you're trying to figure it all out. And you need people to come alongside you and help you. Because you don't just automatically, like, know how to handle or respond to certain situations.
Yeah, responsibility shifts greatly at that age. And your children may decide to go to college. They may not decide to go to college. Mm-hmm. Guess what? It's okay.
Yeah.
You're not measured by the fact of whether you went to college or not.
Right.
You want to know point in fact? Like, let's lay it out right now. You went to college,
mm-hmm,
got a degree, you're working and doing pretty much We pretty much kind of do the same thing now at this point in my life. It took me longer to get here, but the experience and the knowledge that I learned, I'm very grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you didn't do it the way I did it and I didn't do it the way you did it didn't mean that we didn't end up exactly where we were supposed to be. God already had a plan.
Right.
Like, I had to go through everything I went through to get to where I am and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You went through everything you did in a different way, but and to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're no, I mean, there's nothing wrong with what your job or my job.
Right.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
So we put so much emphasis on that, that I don't know, I think our expectations have even gotten greater at times. You know, if your kid's an athlete, they must get a scholarship and they must be able to mm-hmm. go and play ball. And I was that parent. Chris was a ball player. Like, yeah. That's what I knew. He's going to get a baseball scholarship or a football scholarship and he's going to go play ball and we're going to watch him. And that's mm-hmm. what we're going to do. I didn't think about what we're going to do after that.
Yeah.
And what does Chris want to do?
Right.
And it became very apparent to me that Chris was living my dream and not his.
Yeah.
He loves the sport, but it became a task and he lost his love to want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we just, the number one thing, the number one lesson I think I've learned and we all start, it's just to let go. Let God do. He has a plan.
He does.
Whether you try to control it
yeah.
or not. You may be in control for just a short period of time, but then you're going to mess up
mm-hmm.
something that could have, a blessing that
yeah,
could happen.
Yeah, and it could have, like, prolonged the right. inevitable.
But you're going to get to where you're supposed to be yeah. regardless, because that's his plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so that's just, let him handle it.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds easier
yeah.
than it is.
Yeah.
Speaking to myself.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. We hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we will be in touch about the smash it and bash it thing.
Yeah, and let you know how it goes if we make it Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll have to take some pictures and video mm-hmm. and share it.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We love you guys.
Yes. Have a good weekend.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.